USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Israeli military is reporting two rockets were fired at Tel Aviv from the Gaza Strip. At least one of the rockets was intercepted as the Iron Dome missile defense system was activated. No injuries or deaths have been reported. A dozen Senate Republicans are joining Democrats in voting down President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Today's Senate vote on a resolution of disapproval passed by a 59-41 margin. The president has said he would veto the measure, and it's unlikely that enough votes exist for a veto override. Florida Congressman Republican Michael Waltz says there's a lot of misinformation out there about the cost of the border wall.
This $5 billion number that we just had the shutdown fight over, that's not a made-up number. That's from Customs and Border Patrol. The president actually moved on his rhetoric. These are steel slats in strategic areas in between our ports of entry where we need some type of barrier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett pleaded not guilty in a Chicago courtroom today to 16 counts stemming from an alleged hate crime hoax. The Cook County State's attorney asked Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson to turn over the probe to the FBI. A group of prominent scientists is calling for a moratorium on creating gene-edited babies. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An article in the journal Nature on Wednesday was signed by 18 scientists and bioethicists as it calls for a global moratorium on all attempts to change heritable DNA to make genetically modified children. The call prompted by the announcement last year by a Chinese scientist who claimed he had used a powerful new gene editing technique to create the world's first gene-edited babies. The announcement was widely condemned as unethical.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is asking EU leaders for at least 3 more months to work out the details of Britain's exit from the EU. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
More on our top story. President Trump is welcoming the Irish Prime Minister for St. Patrick's Day festivities to the White House. The president was then asked by reporters to update us on the situation between a trade deal between the United States and China.
We're moving along at a very high level. We're getting what we have to get, and I think we're getting it relatively quickly. So the China talks are moving along as to whether or not we'll strike a final deal. That I would never want to say, but they're moving along very well.
Anyone applying for a job needs to be very careful about who they use as a reference. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
That's the advice from account temps following a survey it conducted that determined that references carry as much weight in the American hiring process as anything else. In fact, of the nearly 3,000 managers surveyed, about a third of them said they did pass on hiring people after checking references. Managers suggest offering references before the prospective employer even requests them, and always ask contacts in advance prior to using them as a reference. And you should send a thank you note to everyone who agrees to be a reference for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There were no winning tickets sold in Wednesday night's $448 million Powerball jackpot. The estimated prize for Saturday now stands at nearly $500 million. Keep in mind, though, the odds of winning that jackpot are 1 in 292 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.